Welcome to the AI Ireland podcast, your window into the world of AI innovation on the island of Ireland. Join us as we explore how AI is harnessed to tackle both business and societal challenges, revealing the cutting-edge solutions emerging from this vibrant AI community. Don't forget to subscribe for the latest updates and insights in the world of AI. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the AI Ireland podcast. And a part of our AI Awards series, we are very, very happy to welcome Jamie Dupour. Jamie is joining us today as he is a finalist for Best Application of AI in a Student Project. And Jamie's work, well, let's go through that. So Jamie has worked on some really, really interesting research. And he focused on addressing the critical research problem of providing effective training data sets for the development of autonomous indoor robotics. Jamie's going to share with us a little bit more about that research, the problem that he was researching, the solution, and then what the impact came about from that. Jamie, thank you very much for joining us today on the AI Ireland podcast.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So Jamie, what made you pick the project and research to work on straight off the bat?
Yeah, so just before I was going into my master's, I was actually joined a bit of a research group outside of college, which was looking at maybe designing one of these robots, a bipedal humanoid robot. For what application, we weren't 100% sure yet, but that was kind of the research goal. So I was working on that in the summer before my master's, and then I was on the machine vision aspect of the robot. And while I was researching that and how we could implement that for that project, I just noticed that there wasn't a lot of data sets, specifically semantic segmentation data sets or even instance segmentation data sets catered to that domain in the indoor realm. Whereas you would have a few of those for maybe driving applications, like there's the cityscapes data set and a few others as well. So basically that kind of just segued in nicely into the master's when I got started, because straight away they're asking you what you want to do, what's your research, what's your thesis on. So because I had already been researching it in the summer, that was kind of a perfect segue for me. So that's kind of where it came from. And then in terms of how I proposed the solution, I had some experience with game engines before. So I thought maybe game engines would be a good way to kind of get that data. And I know it's something that's also been done in the domain of autonomous cars as well. So I thought maybe it could be something that would work for autonomous indoor robotics too.
So Jamie, we just kind of take a step back just for novices listening in, and we kind of just look at that problem a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So how could people utilize this in like day to day? And why would people want to say, oh, actually, this is a really interesting problem to solve? If you could just kind of break it down for a kind of a novice.
Sure. Well, I suppose, I mean, the idea of having maybe humanoid robotics in everyday life is something that people know is going to happen. It seems a bit sci-fi, but it is actually on the way. And probably the most exciting thing about that domain is that they could really impact every facet of our lives. So at the moment, they're using these type of robots for things like last mile delivery, which would be delivering your packages from an autonomous car. A robot will get out and carry the package to your door and drop it off and go back to the car. They're also utilizing it in the service industry, manufacturing. So there's all these different aspects that these robots could impact. So I think that's why it's such a big problem to be able to train them effectively, because they are going to be everywhere and they are going to be so useful.
So it's quite interesting because Elon Musk recently came out with those humanoid robots, and he was talking about, you know, the increase in efficiency working in the warehouses, the plants, how you could, if anybody's ever seen Spot the Dog from Boston Dynamics, in terms of actually how that can go around different warehouses, do a variety of different things. And then you have also in Japan, you've got these humanoid robots in old folks' homes, liaising and engaging with the senior citizens. And then if you add, you know, an LLM, or imagine a kind of an OpenAI or kind of ChatGPT interface to one of these humanoid robots, suddenly you've kind of got, you know, your R2-D2 from Star Wars type scenario, which can be very, very beneficial for a variety of different ways. So this part of the world may not see that quite often, but if you're in APAC, for example, you're going to see an awful lot more of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it is interesting about Tesla, because like when we were working on it, they weren't in the game yet when we were kind of looking at it, and then all these new players started coming in. And yeah, Tesla, I think they're going to be interesting because they definitely have the best perception AI in the game with their cars, and I think they're definitely going to translate it to the robots as well. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Tesla, Elon Musk.
It's an interesting one to see, because the dexterity now of the humanoid robots is becoming so much more improved. For such a long time, your robot could not open the door. This seemed like a very basic task, but it could not open the door. So you could just close the door, that was it. But now it can open it. They've got computer vision, how they're moving, engaging. It's truly phenomenal in terms of how you look at it. So we're talking about the problem. Talk me through the solution and what your kind of research came up with that, and how did you come up with that?
So the year before my undergrad, we had done a bit of a project using game engines. So I'd learned game engines from scratch. So I knew that was something I could try and implement because I had that experience. And I knew other people wouldn't have that experience. And I was doing some research on if there was anything similar in the domain of autonomous cars. And there was a study called the Cynthia dataset, which essentially did something similar for cars, where they had a simulated urban environments that could go around and capture in-game data sets that you could then use to maybe train a real-world model solely on that data, or kind of supplement real-world data where you're lacking with this simulated data. So that was kind of where it came from, and that Cynthia study, I kind of followed closely their testing methodologies as well, just to kind of have a benchmark for my own work. So based off that, I started developing the simulator for the robotics. I chose to do an office scene because it was a very short project. It was over about 4 months I implemented it. So I chose one scene, and this was an office environment scene. And I got all the game objects for free. I found everything for free. I had to kind of scavenge a little bit because I didn't have a whole lot of resources. And I basically built this in-game world, which was an office with people, and kind of populated the whole thing with objects, making it as realistic looking as possible. And once I had this scene, I focused specifically on semantic segmentation. So I had to implement the functionality to semantically segment everything dynamically. It could all be configured within the simulator. As a big purpose of it was that you could, a big benefit of this type of simulator is that you could cater it to whatever robot you have. So maybe if you don't need to identify certain objects, you don't have to list them in the semantic labeling. So that was a big deal. And the other part of it was the robot agent that captured it. So essentially, you would have the office scene and then a robot agent that would navigate the scene. And as it's navigating, it's capturing a data set of pictures from the real office and from the simulated office as well. And that kind of forms your semantic pairing then. So I had to implement that with custom functionality for robot height, camera, like the camera specifications. So essentially, whatever robot you wanted to generate this data set for, you could customize it fully in the simulator. So that was the solution that I came to.
Brilliant. I loved where you were resourceful and needed to be. Which is a fantastic skill to bring to any employer, because you're kind of thinking on your feet and you're kind of coming up with different ideas. So when we look at the impact of this, what were your kind of key takeaways?
Well, the whole purpose of it was to demonstrate that it could work on training a real world model, not just training a model for the simulator itself. So that was the main purpose, and for that I had to, there was no real world segmentation data sets for office scenes that I could find. So again, back to the resourcefulness, I had to create one from scratch, which involved pixel-wise labeling a data set myself and augmenting it. But I was able to demonstrate from that it was, you could actually get some good real-world inference just from training on this. So I think that was the main goal, was to show that it could be done. And I think that was achieved. But I think the main point is how it was successful on such a small time frame with very limited resources. Whereas if you were to maybe dedicate a lot more to this and developing out the simulator more, improving the graphics, that you could really use this data to train real world models. And not just for semantic segmentation, but you could do normal mapping, depth mapping, really generate a lot of data, which is very hard to get in this domain, and use it for real world training.
Yeah, and the real world applications are going to come a lot sooner than people think, because we're getting to a point now where the costing is starting to become a little bit more reasonable for people to do mass scale. And you know, next 3 to 4 years, we could see something being really, really impacted. And you might have a new company or existing incumbent that might introduce it within maybe 18 months. And then suddenly people will start working with humanoid robots day to day. And it'll just become one of those things once you start to get used to it as well. So it's a really, really exciting field. I think it's amazing how you did so much with so limited resources. So it's really opening up that if additional resources went in, there's a few different ways that you could go. Jamie DePere, thank you very much for joining us today, sharing about your application for the AI Awards for Best Application of AI in Student Project on the 21st of November, 2023. We'll find out how Jamie gets on with the other finalists for that category. Jamie, thanks again for your time.
Perfect. Thanks, Mark.
I'm really, really excited to unveil my new book, AI Unleashed, Navigating the AI Revolution as a Business Executive, which is now accessible to purchase on Amazon and Amazon Kindle. This publication is the fruit of half a decade's worth of meticulous research and high-level conversations with experts in the field, both in Ireland and globally. The book is particularly timely, featuring current discussions on AI governance in the European Union and North America. If you're aiming to grasp the full scope of AI, ready your enterprise for its transformative power, and utilize it to your advantage, this book is specifically crafted for you. It serves as a pragmatic guide, clarifying misconceptions and presenting real-world insights for leaders entering the AI sphere. The book covers an extensive array of subjects, from AI's role in diverse industries to generative AI applications, and provides guidance on avoiding typical missteps in AI initiatives, all supported by the most recent studies. Additionally, the book highlights case studies and applications that have earned accolades at AI Awards throughout the years and emphasizes top-notch AI utilization in Ireland. For executives, polyarchitects, or technology aficionados seeking to make sense of the intricate world of AI, AI Unleashed, Navigating AI Revolution is your essential handbook. So it's now available on Amazon. This book furnishes you with the expertise and instruments required to deploy AI more effectively and ethically. Join us at the AI Ireland Awards 2023, presented by principal sponsor Microsoft. On the 21st of November at the Gibson Hotel, Dublin 1, you'll discover the pinnacle of AI innovation on the island of Ireland. The AI Ireland Awards 2023, ceremony proudly presented by principal sponsor Microsoft, celebrates excellence in data science, machine learning, and artificial intelligence, showcasing AI applications across multiple industries and AI for social good. Get your tickets at Eventbrite or AIIreland.ie.